حالة الرئيس. إن ماليزيا توصلت إلى من أسلف بالحديث حول الموضوع المهم، نعطي رموز الترجمة فالصوت غير واضح.
Around the world, including in Malaysia. As such, the government of Malaysia has made available several stimulus measures intended to preserve its citizens' welfare, support businesses, and strengthen the economy. Since March 2020, Malaysia has provided a total of $73 billion worth of assistance to help people and businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. To ensure the well-being of the people impacted by the pandemic, Malaysia has launched the National Food Basket.
وقد أطلقت ماليزيا برنامج سلة الغذاء.
And recipients who are affected by the COVID-19. In terms of access to vaccination, Malaysia provides free vaccination to all residents in Malaysia, regardless of background and migration status. Malaysia has also reached its target of fully vaccinating 80% of its adult population in September 2021, which is earlier than scheduled. On the international front, Malaysia has joined several global initiatives to ensure that vaccines must be made a global public good, such as the COVAX facility as a self-financing country, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, and the COVID-19 Technology Access Pool, CTAP. We also contribute $1 million per year for 2021 to 2023 to help support CEPI's work to advance the development of vaccines against emerging epidemic threats. Malaysia has also recently co-sponsored the TRIPS waiver for the prevention, containment, and treatment of COVID-19 in the spirit of addressing this global health crisis. We call on all member states to enhance the spirit of international cooperation to mitigate the impact of the pandemic on the economic, social, and cultural dimensions. Thank you.